This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. A few years ago, my husband and I embraced a 100% plant-based lifestyle. Like my guest today, Lori Weiss, we kind of went on this path of vegetarian, raw. Then we, once in a while, we'd go back to eating meat. And for whatever reason, I'm not going to get into my story today, we began to eat a vegan lifestyle. And we probably eat 65 to 75% raw food, always looking for new things. And in that search to find new things, new people, new recipes, I ran across Lori. And she has an amazing Instagram page, and she's building her YouTube and her Facebook. She is, like, I think of her like the raw queen. She's a rising star on social media, really working to get the message out about the benefits of a raw, which of course is vegan, lifestyle. So welcome to Soulful Living, Lori.
Thank you so much, Terry. I'm so honored by this amazing welcome.
Well, you know, I started following you a few months ago, and I love the messages that you put out there, and not just about raw living, really inspiring people to love who they are, wherever they are, and of course, embrace the raw lifestyle. So let's give the listeners a little bit of background around you and how you began embracing this path.
Sure. So when I first went vegan, I went vegan with my girlfriend, Nicole, and I had wanted to go vegan many years prior, but didn't have the support. And when we decided to go vegan together, I had total support. And I was also living in LA, so it was a lot easier than when I had tried to go vegan when I lived in Montreal.
I would imagine that.
Yeah. But when I went vegan, my stomach problems actually got worse. So for many years, I had suffered from IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And my girlfriend and I discovered that we both had it. Mm. And yeah, it was so crazy. And she was really motivated to fix her stomach problems. And for me, I had always thought that it was something that I just had to live with.
Right. For the rest of your life. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because the doctors said, you know, it's just something that you're stuck with. Mm-hmm. And she was so inspired to start getting healthier and start to figure out what she could do to make her stomach problems go away. So I started going to doctors and doing research. And Nicole was actually, we were in a long distance relationship. I was living in LA. She was in New Jersey. And she was at the airport after visiting me at the LA airport. And she started talking to this guy. And they realized that they were both vegan. And he was like, yeah, but I'm a raw vegan. And she was like, what's that? And so he explained how he ate a lot of fruit. And she started asking him questions. And he was a biology teacher. So she really trusted what he was saying about the science and answering all of her questions. And so she started looking into the lifestyle. And at first, I thought it was literally bananas. Like, I thought it was insane. And but then, because my stomach problems were getting worse, and I basically realized, because the doctor told me that the next series of tests was going to cost $2,000.
Wow.
And yeah, I was like, well, let me try this raw thing.
Right.
Better alternative. So basically, we went raw together, and we've been on this lifestyle for over 2 years now.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, you know, that's kind of similar to my husband and I, but one thing that you mentioned was, you know, having the support. it's really mm-hmm. difficult, I find, for some of my friends who are in relationships and they're trying to eat healthier and their partner isn't. That's mm-hmm. difficult. It is so much easier when you have the support of your partner.
Yeah. And that's actually, a lot of our clients come to us because they don't have support from their partner, from their surroundings, from anyone around them. So we provide that support, that community, that help and guidance for them, because it's such a different lifestyle than most people live. And a lot of people don't understand it. And then it's really hard because you have the pressures around you to eat the way other people are eating.
Right. Well, and I don't know if you guys have ever experienced it, but, you know, I've been out in groups and I've been the only person there that eats, you know, vegan raw, and the pressure that they put on you, it's like people that are alcoholics and in recovery, and they put so much pressure on you. Well, can't you just have a little bit of cheese, or can't you just have a little bit of this? And I'm like, no, I can't, you know, I would just appreciate that you honor my choices like I'm honoring yours. And that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually compare it often to being around any type of addiction or having to overcome any type of addiction. It is a lot like dealing with overcoming alcohol abuse, because it's like unfamiliar for people, because they feel like they can just eat a certain way and it's easy for them, or they can just drink every once in a while and it's easy for them. But for a lot of us, when we want to just abstain completely, we do meet with these obstacles with people who don't understand that.
Right. Right. And, you know, I used to question why and all of that other stuff, and I don't anymore. You know, I accept that that's, for whatever reason, they feel like they need to pressure me on that. And that's okay too. I've learned a lot of different things. And I'm sure that you experienced at first, even trying to figure out what to eat and all of that, was a bit of a challenge. I know I did, and I needed mm-hmm. a support group. So it's really amazing that you and Nicole offer that support to people that don't have it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's something that we realized from the very beginning of our journey. We knew that, first of all, people needed to hear this message on a regular basis. So
right.
we are just surrounded by commercials, by people, by foods that are just so the opposite, that are just telling us something so different. So even just having us every day telling our clients, this is what we eat, this is what we eat, this is normal, this is okay, this is feels good, eat what feels good, you know, just having that message on a regular basis, even just having that is a ton of support.
Yeah. So one of the things that I really loved about your work too, is that you're a fruitarian. You eat a ton of fruit. I remember when my husband and I first began to embrace the vegan lifestyle, even eating raw. And he would say, based upon previous studies, he would say, well, you can't eat sugar. You can't eat all of that fruit. And I would be like, honey, it feels really good to me. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat it. I'm like, why would I not want to eat something that feels so good to my body and helps me to look better? So how do you handle that? Because people do say there's so much sugar in fruit.
There's a lot of different ways. It really depends on where they're coming from with things.
So one
thing that I'll say is, I always say, like, look at our closest relatives in the animal kingdom. Our closest relatives are the primates. And what are monkeys known for eating? Fruit. And so why would we eat so differently from our closest relatives? And then second of all, I just always explain that the fruit has sugar that you're getting along with fiber. So that's very, very, very different from processed sugar that's been completely stripped of fiber and all of the other nutrients. So having a whole food means having all of the macronutrients. So it has carbohydrates, fat, protein, fiber, water, and many other vitamins and minerals.
Okay, so here's one other question that I get all the time too, since you said the word protein, right? People are always asking, well, how do you get your protein if you're not eating meat and dairy? Again, we've been so pre-programmed by the meat and dairy industry, by society, that that's the only way we get our protein. So how do you get your protein?
So as long as we consume enough food, so we're consuming enough calories and we're eating whole foods, then we're getting enough protein. Because every single whole food contains all the macronutrients. So all fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, sea vegetables, they all have protein. So as long as we're eating enough food, then we're getting enough protein. We don't need nearly as much protein as people think we do, as people say we need. It's really only like 10% of our calories needs to come from protein. So that's a very low number. And even if you were just eating bananas all the time or just any type of like combination of fruits and vegetables, you're going to get enough protein.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really something that people forget, you know, is that all of the fruits and the vegetables have a genetic makeup that's going to support our body.
Exactly. And actually, vegetables are very high in protein.
Right, right, right. And I have found that, I have found personally that when I began eating them, my body craved them. And I don't know about you, but I found that I had very little cravings once I began really stepping into this lifestyle. I didn't crave the garbage, the non-nutrient dense foods that I used to crave before.
Definitely. I mean, a major thing that I overcame was sugar addiction. So I was like the cupcake and candy queen. Like everyone knew me as that. Like I had a job at a law firm once, and we would celebrate every Friday if we like hit our quota with things, and everyone else would get alcohol and they would always get me a cupcake. Like I was just always the sugar person, like at every party, every event, just, that's how everybody knew me. And as soon as I just started eating a ton of fruit, I had no cravings for the candy, for any of those sweets, because I was getting my sweet tooth satisfied.
Right. I'm right there with you. I mean, I used to go on dates and I would order dessert for dinner. You know,
always.
And they would, my dates would say, well, don't you want dinner? I'm like, yeah, this is my dinner. I'm getting into this. That's for sure. So I'm right there with you on the sugar thing. And I think that was one of the reasons why I embraced eating more and more fruit, especially with my husband, when he would, you know, run off these outdated statistics about fruit not being so healthy for you. And I'd be like, you know what? It is satisfying my sweet tooth. I'd rather eat a pineapple now than a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Well, and I'm sure that you find with your clients that more and more of their own ailments are, if not disappearing completely, pretty close to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the way our bodies are meant to be eating, right? So oftentimes the diseases or issues that we have with our bodies, and this can even be mental and emotional issues that we have with our bodies, it's very triggered and caused by the foods that we're putting in our bodies. So if we eliminate that, then we can become more aligned with our natural selves.
Right. I know for me personally, like I had severe inflammation. I had symptoms of IBS. Like I was eating Tums all the time and I can't remember. I cannot even remember the last time that I felt a need to eat a Tums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know, I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing. So, if you were going to meet a client for the first time, talk to them for the first time, and they were saying that they wanted to embrace this diet, you know, but they were afraid, what are some of the things that you would tell them? Some of the first few things you might tell them to help them get over the hurdle and embrace it further?
So Well, first I would see where they're coming from and what their fears are, because it really, it depends on exactly the particular person. So if someone is worried about protein and they're the kind of person that science really resonates with them, then I would go over the science of it. If it was someone who was more afraid, let's say, of the social situations that they were going to have to face, then I would discuss with them all of the ways that I've been able to deal with being raw in social situations. So it really depends on where they're coming from and what that person particularly needs to feel rest assured that this is going to be easy for them, that all they really need is the help and support throughout time, because it's not something that it could just be like one session and they're going to be healed and they're going to be able to be raw.
Right.
That it really is a process that takes time and that they need continued support, because they've had decades of support that is basically toxic.
Right. Well, and that is so true. You know, this didn't happen overnight. Everything that's happening within their body didn't happen overnight. And it has been toxic. So in order to really see the results, feel the results, and be able to enjoy that new lifestyle, I like that you say, give it some time. You know, don't think it's going to change by tomorrow, because it's not.
Exactly. And that's why Nicole and I provide support for a whole year, because it really takes going through all four seasons. It takes being able to adapt and give your body time, because our bodies need time to adjust to eating this much fruit, to heal, because, you know, like you said, it's like we've had so much time that our body has been building up this toxicity. So we really need to be patient with it as it heals with this lifestyle.
So listeners, I'm chatting with Lori Weiss. You can find all of her information here at the Soulful Living page on Empower Radio. Links to her Instagram, her YouTube, her Facebook, her LinkedIn. Definitely worth your taking a few minutes and connecting. And if you're on the fence about wanting to embrace the raw vegan lifestyle, check in with her and Nicole and see what you can do to help ease that process. So I mentioned your Instagram. I love your Instagram page.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God, you're welcome. It's so vibrant and welcoming. And I love that you post pictures and recipes and new fruit. So we talked about before the show started, we talked about that picture of that new fruit, durian. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So tell me about that fruit. And is it something that you can get like in any grocery store, or do you have to go to a healthier like fruit and vegetable store?
So you actually want to go to Asian markets to get durian.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So they usually have it frozen. And I think that one that I took the picture of was a refrigerated one, but you'll usually find it in the frozen section if you're finding it here in North America. But you would be able to get fresh ones in places like Thailand and around Asia.
Gotcha. And so what does it taste like? And like, how do you eat it?
So it has, first of all, the smell is the first thing you'll notice about this fruit. So it's actually banned on like public transportation in Singapore because the smell is so bad. It basically smells like gasoline and like onions. It's very putrid. And I once brought it to my parents' house and they will not stop talking about how I stunk up their entire house with durian.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that's the first thing about durian is the smell. So that sort of gives you an indication of the taste. So the taste is, to me, it's basically like sweet onion. So it's very interesting to have this creamy, it's very creamy, very soft and creamy, like custard. To have this very savory, strong tasting fruit. It's not really sweet, but it does have like a sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. But it's very unique, and I've never tasted anything like it. So in order to open it, you basically have a knife and you cut through to open the very thick, tough skin. And then inside are these creamy pods, and then you just eat around the seed. And I actually once blended it because a lot of people say you're not going to like it the first time you try it. The smell is going to overwhelm you. And I'd heard a lot about it before I'd ever tried it. But the first time I tried it, I actually loved it, which I was really surprised about because I had heard so many crazy things about it. But my immediate thought was, oh my God, it basically tastes like fettuccine Alfredo.
Wow.
Yeah. So one time I had taken some pods and blended them and put them over zucchini noodles, and it basically tasted like fettuccine Alfredo.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, and see, that's really cool because you got creative with it, you know, and mm-hmm. you mentioned that earlier that you got to get creative. You got to try new things and really not be afraid to experiment, you know, and, mm-hmm. and enjoy a new experience. Like my husband Definitely. Is one of those people that he's not experiential when it comes to food. So more and more he has been, I've really gotten him because he realizes, you know, if you're just going to eat a salad and a potato for the rest of your life, you can't do that. It's boring, right? It gets mm-hmm. boring. So I love that you inspire and encourage people to try different things. Like another one of the pictures on your Instagram that really caught my attention was the sushi, the raw vegan rainbow sushi. That was amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, the recipe for that one's actually going to be in our upcoming ebook. And the really exciting thing about that one, which I didn't even include in the picture, but we made a salt-free soy sauce, so a raw vegan soy sauce that goes really well with the rainbow sushi. And it's just so exciting to have all these fun, creative recipes to have fun with our food. And I think because when we grew up, we were told not to play with our food. And I feel like when you go raw and you start really like digging into all these fruits and having fun with them and being really primal with them, it's so exciting because you feel like a kid again.
Oh, yeah. And you have permission. It's like mm-hmm. you finally have permission to play with your food and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And all the bright colors. I mean, I really feel like a kid in a candy store.
And that you get paid for it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah,
and like, honestly, before I was scared of cooking. Like I literally had this book. It was called like Clueless in the Kitchen. And it was a cookbook for like teenagers, and I was using that into my 20s because
wow.
I didn't know how to cook. Like I was so scared of cooking, didn't know how to cook anything. And when I came to raw, it was so exciting because I was like, oh my God, I don't have to cook things. That's the fun thing about raw. It's so easy. All you have to ever do is like blend and chop. That's it.
Oh yeah. Like the rainbow burritos. That's amazing. And I love that more and more in our community. I know you're in Boulder and I'm in the Detroit area. More and more in our community, there you can find more raw, more vegan, more options to really help you so that you don't have to always be that creative. And sometimes I can even get my friends and colleagues to meet me at a raw or a, you know, vegan restaurant as opposed to always having to go to one of theirs. So that's fun too, that it's really expanding. Again, listeners, I'm talking with Lori Weiss. You can find all of her information here on the Empower Radio. Lori, we're down to the wire. We only have about a minute and a half or two left. And I really want to remind the listeners to, if you are even, you know, just a tiny bit curious or concerned, visit Lori's information from our website. Her links will be there, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that good stuff. And Lori, thank you so much for being here and sharing your story. We'll have to do this again. I'd love for you to leave the listeners with something inspiring they can take out into the day to elevate their soul and really love who they are.
Sure. Well, I would really say that self-love is the best gift you can ever give yourself. So focusing on self-love, you can never have too much self-love. It's just the best thing for you to do at any given time.
Well, the other day you posted something about people loving themselves, really about an activity that you did. Do you think you could share just a couple of those in like 30 seconds?
Sure. So if you have a part of your body or you're worried about your body in some way, just take a minute to write down 10 parts of your body that you love and why you love them, and then follow that up with the part of your body or parts of your body that you're not feeling so good about, and just say why you love them. And it just shifts everything from the negative to the positive and will help you to overcome issues. And it's something that you can practice regularly.
Yeah, and I know you said that it really made a difference for you that day. So thank you so much for joining me here, and I'll see
you
online.
Thank you so much, Terry. I really appreciate it.